often do you pray? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you struggle to take things to God in prayer? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about, and having lived this story personally, I'm so excited to share it with you. So stick around for today's Devo, Prayer Stairs, by yours truly, Natty Mayo. Have you ever had to face the same problem over and over again? I think we all have from time to time, and a few months ago, I had a difficult situation at work. It went on for quite some time, and I relied heavily on the Lord for guidance. It was during this time that I was reminded of the importance of prayer. The problem that I faced leaked into everything, but with practice, so did prayer. When I sit in small groups at church, there are often moments when we're asked what we need to be doing more of in our walk with the Lord. I'd guess that 7 times out of 10, people say they need to pray more. And this is a great goal. God loves to hear from us, and He invites us to talk with Him through prayer continually. But the next Sunday would roll around, and no one had prayed more. I don't know about you, but I am big into routines. So I ended up building a routine of prayer. I prayed first thing when I sat in my car all the way to work, and on my drive home. There were 2 sets of stairs that I frequently prayed on. And to this day, when I reach those stairs or I sit down in my car, I automatically launch into a prayer. And you know what? I saw God open and close doors for me in ways that I didn't deserve and couldn't imagine. Prayer is important, but don't just take my word for it. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. And in Matthew 14:23, Jesus goes alone to pray after the death of his cousin John the Baptist. Later, we see Jesus go into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray before he goes to the cross for our sins. Even though God the Son knew he would rise again, he still cried out to God the Father. Jesus loves us, and He knows that we need to be talking with Him continually through prayer. He is our lifeline. So what could your prayer stairs be? Let's talk about this a little bit more together. If you know Jesus, He is always with you through His Spirit, offering guidance, comfort, and strength. Why is it important that we regularly take time to talk and listen to Him through prayer? Do you have something that you could make your prayer stairs today? Think about the habits you have and the places you go regularly. Could any of those places be places of prayer? How might you go about building a habit of prayer in your life? As you and I can read in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray continually. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 14:22-23, Luke 5:16, and 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have an idea for a Devo of your own? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about going back to the beginning with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.